Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes, mitzvah 129, the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Vayikra, as we close in on the next milestone. So today's mitzvah, as we mentioned yesterday, is the mitzvah of Karban Asham Vadai. It's the mitzvah of bringing a Karban Asham Vadai for certain Averis. As we mentioned, most Averis, one has to bring a Karban Chatas for, but there are three, as we'll see, three Averis that one brings an Asham Vadai for. What are those averis? The chinuch will list off. Well, hakriv. Well, even before we see the chinuch, I want you to keep in mind that there is a mitzvah later on in Parshas Tzav that's also about asham. Later on, mitzvah kuf mem is the maisa of the avoda of karban asham. So one should distinguish between that mitzvah, which is on the kohanim, how to perform the avoda of the karban asham, which Beis Hashem will talk about then in Tzav, versus this mitzvah, which is the mitzvah upon anyone who sins to bring the karban on the Yisra. Generally, the Ramban says at the beginning of Tzav that all of Parshas Vayikra, generally Parshas Vayikra is focused to the person who's bringing the Karbanis. Parshas Tzav is focused on the Kohanim who are doing the Avoda related to the Karbanis. So that's the relationship between Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes, which is the Mitzvah of Karban Asham Vadai, and the Mitzvah of Maisa HaAsham, the Avoda of the Asham, which is later on in Siman in Mitzvah Kuf Mem. Okay, but this Mitzvah is Kuf Chav Tes. Says the Chinuch, Lahakriv Karban Al HaKatoim Yiduim Kimosh Nefarish or some, to bring the karban to the Beis HaMikdash for the specific sins which I will mention, says the Chinuch. V'zehai karban nikra asham vadai. This is called an asham vadai. This is in contrast to yesterday's mitzvah, which was asham talui, which was brought for a situation where I am not sure if an avera was done or not. So this one is, I know for sure the avera was done. V'hu karban shel ayil shetzorech lios shave shtei sloim. And it's a carbon of an aisle that has to be worth two slaim. The yesh min hachatam elu shekarbon zeba aleim bein chata bahen b'shogei bebemezid. Some of these averis, which he'll talk about, very unusual, applies even if I did the aver bemezid, I might be able to bring a carbon on it. That never happens by a chatas. Chatas is only b'shogei. But here by asham, there are some averis that even if one was chote bemezid, the yesh in a ba'ala b'shogei dafka v'lo bemezid, some only b'shogei, but by Mazid, you're not going to be able to achieve the kapara. So there are three averos, but the chinuch himself will mention five situations where one has to bring a karban asham. Just to mention, there will be three averos that he will list, but skip for a minute. If you skip a couple of pages for a minute, you can look that the chinuch feels the need to mention, it's on page Mem Zayin, if you skip two pages, v'od chiva ha-Torah gam kein karban zeshal asham vadai v'ayil mishdei slayim l'nazir shenitma. A Nazir who becomes Tameh also has to bring a Karban Asham. K'moshe nechto be'ez Hashem b'seder naso. He mentions that here, and that's brought be'ezid or b'shogeg. That's brought whether the Avir was done b'mezid or shogeg. And he continues and says, v'od chiva Torah gam kein b'karban zeh l'mitzora kishi yitaher mitzaraso. A mitzora, after he becomes Tahar, he also has to bring a Karban Asham, and there's a special avoda done with the blood of the Karban Asham. But that is, those two, the Asham Mitzora and the Asham Nazir, have nothing to do with Averis. And yet the Chinuch feels the need to mention them. If you look interestingly in the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses this mitzvah, in Mitzvah Ayin Aleph, the Rambam does not mention Nazir and Mitzora. Those two are counted by Nazir and by Mitzora. The Chinuch mentions them here, Derech Agav, because it's all Asham. But when the Rambam discusses the three Averos that Asham is brought for, he only talks about those three Averos. He does not talk about the other categories of Nazir and Mitzora. That's just an important categorizing issue that is brought up. Okay, so now let's see what are the Averos. What are the three Averos that one brings an Asham for? Two of them are mentioned here in Parshas Vayikra. One of them is mentioned later, but he's going to talk about it here because this is where the carbon is. V'echad, number one. V'echad, back to the beginning. V'echad mechatam elehu misha yesh biyado mamon yisrael misha v'pruta v'mala shalo kedin. I have something of yours. I have something of my friends. I got it in any way. Kigon shagazlo. Maybe I stole it. Oganavo. I stole it in the different Geneva Gzela. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Or the next time. Oh, Nishar Biyado, Mi Pikado, Shehufkalo. Or I'm watching something of yours. And you want it back. Oh, Nishar Biyado, Machmas, Halva, O Shutfis. Or I borrowed money from you. Or you lend me money. Any of these cases. Klolo Shodavar. Or let's say I found something of yours. And you say, can I have it back? Kol she'ilu hodelo yehechayiv l'shali bedin. In any of these situations, if you admit, yes, I have your item, you would be chayiv to give it back. V'tabo mimenu ha-nigzal o ha-ashuk o yorsho o ha-ba mikocham, or, and somebody, the nigzal, the one who was stolen from, or the one, let's say you owe wages to somebody, or anybody, the one that you, the owner of the thing that you found, come and says, can I please have it back? And what do? V'kafar bo v'nishpa alav la-sheker. You swear falsely, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have it. This is what's called shvuas ha-pikadon. It's called shvuah of a pikadon, but really it's not just pikadon. It's any case where you have something that belongs to somebody else and you swear and deny it. V'haya ki yashuv v'nicham al cheto, and then you feel bad about it. V'yashiv ha-chamas asher b'kapav, obviously you have to give back the item. That's the next mitzvah, returning something that is stolen. But you're also chayav lahavi karben zeh shamarnu achataso. You also have to bring a karben asham. That's the Asham Gezelos. It's called Shvuas HaPikadon, but it's the Asham of Gezelos. Milvada Chomesh, Shechai Lohos of Al-Keren, Lusitil and Exile. And besides the mitzvah that we discussed 2 days ago, the Chomesh, the fifth, the extra 25% that you have to add on when you pay back after having sworn falsely. Shenemar, Nefesh Kisechta, Omor Amal Hashem, V'kichish Ba'amiso. This is Avera number one. Of the three that you're chayav a karban asham for, that is shvuas hapikadon, asham gazelos, where you have something of your friends and you'd swear that you don't have it, that is the case that is included. The Amar Rebbe, okay, stop there for a second. I saw Saratskin just has an amazing muster, and that is by kofer pipigadon. We deny having something of other people's property. We have to remember, says Rav Saratskin, that our neshama is a pikadon within us. And if we deny having the pikadon of others, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlan, will deny giving us the pikadon. HaKochesh b'pikadon tzorach lasim el libo, shenishmaso mufkedes b'chol laila, eitzel adon kal haneshamas, v'oy v'avoy yihi yelo, im yimdudu lo kemidaso. Right, mita keneged mita. You deny the pikadon giving it back, so Hashem might deny giving the pikadon back to us. V'lo yachziru lo pikdono. Halo az yazov az hapikadon. Shuv kedas lo v'shkicheish ba v'azov oso l'achirim. Says of Saratskin, we have to realize why it's called, what happens with kofer b'pikadon. Okay, so this is Aveira number one. Can you do a little more, then we'll talk about one of the aspects. V'yomer Rabbi Akiva, matam alomar ma'al b'ashem. Why does it say here, ma'al b'ashem? You are ma'alin your friend. Why did it say Ma'al Bashem? I read the Lashon. It says, Nefesh Kisechta Umo'al Ba'al Bashem. What does Hashem have to do with this? This is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. This isn't Ben Adam L'Makom. So, Lufi Shekol Halove V'Hamal V'Eina Ose Ela Be'edim. Because generally, when you borrow or lend something, you do it in front of witnesses. Ukshu Mechachesh and Mechachesh Ela Be'edim. So when you lie, you're lying and the Edim know about it. Aval Hamal V'Shelo Be'edim. But in our case, where nobody else knows about it, and you lie, that's considered lying to God, because God knows about it. So that's why it uses the Lashon here of Ma'ala Ma'al Bashem. You are Ma'al Bashem because He knows about it. And V'ksiv Basrei, and the Chiddush continues, V'haya ki yachta v'ashem, klomar sheyaseh tshuva, sheyachzik atzmo v'asham. Right, you say you are guilty, you feel guilty. So v'heshev v'zakzela, v'shila mosav v'roshav v'chamisha sav yosef alav. V'esashamo yavil Hashem ayel, v'chulu. V'zeo nikra ashev gazelos. This is an interesting halacha. When a person does this, and he swears falsely, and then he does tshuva, it's a triple package he has to do. He has to give back the principal, he has to give back chomesh, meaning 25% more, and he has to give a karban. Karban, chomesh, and a karen, chomesh, and asham. That's what the Gemara says. Vizel min avayim, bein ala shogi min ala mezid. And this is, of course, shogi and mezid. Even if it was mezid, one of the only times it ever happens, an avera that you do b'mezid, but you still bring a karban on it, this is first avera in the books. Number one. There's an interesting discussion in the seventh parak of Baba Kama about an aspect of this, and that is, what did the person say when he denied having it? Let's say I'm a shomer. Special halacha by a shomer. If a shomer has something, you give me something to watch, and then you say, have it back, and I say, sorry, it was stolen. That's an example of this. I deny having property of yours. I say it was stolen. There's a halacha that says, if it ended up that I stole it, and Adam testify, that's called Toin Tain Ezganev, I'm Chayiv Kefel. I'm Chayiv Kefel. If the same exact halacha would happen, the same exact case, but instead of saying it was stolen, I say, I lost it. And then Adam testify that I really have it, what's called Toin Tainis Avad, I'm chayav to pay back, but no kefel. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush HaTorah, learned that from Sukkim, the beginning of Perek Merubah. Toei Tainas Ganav is Kaganav. If I claim it was stolen, and it was really, I stole it, so then I'm going to be Chayv Kefel. I'm not going to be chayiv the chomesh. I'm not going to be chayiv the carbon in that case. But that's the sugi. It's discussed in the Minchas Chinuch a little bit in Os Beis. The sugi is of Toein Tainas Ganav. That is a major sugi of the Achrodim discussed in the seventh parak of Merubah. Rav Gusman and Kutchus Yisrael has a beautiful discussion about it, where he has the chakira of the Achrodim. Is Toein Tainas Ganav more in the world of Shomrim, a halacha in Shomrim, or is it a halacha in Geneva? Because after all, it only applies to a shomer, but you stole it. It's Dafka Toein Tainas Ganav, not Toein Tainas Avad. That is a big discussion. You can look at Rav Gusman on page 344 in Meseches Baba Kama. Okay, though, let's continue, though, now with the next Aveira. That is all Aveira number one. Aveira number two. This is the only one right here by Asham that's mentioned. Asham Gezelos. Ava b'parsha shel mala, but in the previous parsha, before Asham Talui, interesting, the flow of the text. Right, we will have to talk about this if we have time. The flow of the text is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Perakei Pasuk Yudalit. The first is an Aveira is mentioned. Then Hashem Tali is mentioned. Then a different Aveira is mentioned. Why the Torah do that? Why does Hashem Tali in the middle? We'll talk about it soon. But what's the first Aveira that's mentioned? That is Huskar Hashem Acher Shumi Min Zeh Shenikra Gamken Hashem Vade Vahu Hashem Me'ilos. The Isser of Me'ilah, getting benefit from something in the Beis HaMikdash, that is the second Aveira that one is bringing an Hashem for. If you violate and you get benefit, no chatas. It's only an Hashem. Hashem Me'ilos. Klomar. Mishem Ma'al V'nehene Min HaHekdeshos. Somebody gets benefit. Lefichach. Nofabal Hashem Me'ilah. What does Me'ilah mean? Me'ilah means rebelling and transgressing. Lefishu Hudava Rama Od. Uke'en Mesira. Mishem Poshet Yado Le'anos B'mamun Shamayim. You're stretching. You take money from God. Taking benefit from Hashem. Zeho Hashem. Eino Ba Ki'im Au HaShogeg. This is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Chin of Paskins. Only Shogeg. Kamosha Kasavnu Lamala Bimkomo, like we wrote earlier. So this is Aveira number two. So there's Asham Gezelos and Asham Me'ilos. There's an important Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra that picks up on a difference in the language of the Torah between Me'ila, the Asham Gezelos, and the Asham Me'ilos. By Me'ila, the language the Torah uses is Nefesh Kisimo Ma'al V'chata Bishkaga. First it says the Lashon of Me'ila, and then it says the Lashon of Chet. By Gezelos, it says, Nefesh ki sechta umalamal b'Hashem. First the Lashon of Chet in the Pasuk, and then the Lashon of Me'ilah. Ask the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf, Pei, Ches, Amid Beis, why is that? Why by stealing from a Hedyot, it uses the Lashon of Sin first? But by stealing from Hashem, it uses the Lashon of Me'ilah first, and Chet only second. Says the Gemara in Baba Basra, in the name of Rabbi Levi, Kasha Gezel Hedyot Yoser Me'Gezel Gavoa. Gezel Hedyot is worse in a certain sense. Why? Because you see the word Chet is earlier in the Pasuk. Why is it worse? Why is it worse? Stealing from your friend is worse than stealing from Hashem. So the Marsha says, Derech Pshuto Shal Mikra, when I steal from my friend, the second that I take it, it's out of his Rishus. So it's already considered a Chet. That's why it says Chet right away. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I take something from the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Yotzei Mi Rishus Hekdash until I use it and get benefit from it. So maybe that's why the word Chet is delayed. Okay, but I saw a beautiful answer, beautiful pshat of this Gemara given in the Kamosi Shal Rav here at the end of Vayikra, based on a Rambam. The Rambam, it's a well-known Rambam, I think we mentioned it before, the Rambam in Shmona Prakim, and it's like Dhamma to Pirkei Avos, talks about which is a greater Oved Hashem. Somebody who says, I wish I could do all these Averas. I want to eat pig, and I want to do this Avera, and I want to do that, but what can I do? Hashem says, I can't do it. That's one. He controls himself. Or is it greater to condition myself that I don't even have a taiva to do Averis? I don't want to do this Avera. I don't want to eat pig. I don't want to... Which is a greater person? Somebody who conditions themselves to that or somebody who has the taiva and says, I'm not going to do it anyway? So the Rambam says, it depends which Averis. The Averis in the mitzvahs, which the Rambam calls mitzvahs sichlios, the ones that make sense, the logical mitzvahs, the ones that we call mishpatim. So then the Rambam says, you have to condition yourself not to want to do them. I wish I could commit murder, but what can I do? No, it's crazy. You have to condition yourself not to want to do it. The logical mitzvahs, you have to condition yourself to not even have the taiva. Masha'enkim, when it comes to the chukim, shatnez, paraduma, you can have the taiva, it's fine to have the taiva, that's natural to have the taiva, to do the aveira, and just control yourself. Says this commentary in Kibbutz Shal Rav here, maybe we can understand now. Stealing from your friend makes a lot of sense that that's usur. Society can't function like that. It can't function if you steal from your friend. So the second that you think about stealing from your friend, even before you did it, that's already a problem. It's already a problem because you shouldn't even be thinking that way. That's why it says chet right away in the pasuk. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, what's the halacha by Beis HaMikdash? If I take something from the Beis HaMikdash, I didn't do anything wrong yet. I have to use it. I have to benefit from it. Why is that? That's not totally right. Gezel gavol umadzos einam in a mitzvah sichlios elashimios. Why should iser meila who idei hotzah me rishus lo rishus bli shumana v'chein adin who should nechshav lo meila afim nana bli if I don't affect it. Let's say I use something of the Beis HaMikdash. I use a metal spoon for eating cereal. I give it back. So the Beis HaMikdash didn't lose anything. So why should that be usur? So that's more in the shimios, the chok realm, and that's why it doesn't say chet right away until you do it. Simo mal, and then it becomes a chet. Maybe that's a deeper pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Peches, the difference in lashon between the first two averis in our list, Asham Gezelos and Asham Me'ilos. Okay, it's continuing weiter. Then we have 3 and 4 in the Chinuch, which we mentioned already. Number 3 is the Asham brought for a Nazir that became Tameh. Number 4 is the Asham brought for a Mitzorah. And now we have number 5, Va'od Chiva Torah. There's another sin that's not mentioned here. It's mentioned later on in Kedoshim. Va'od Chiva Torah Gamkein B'Karben Zeh, Mishaba Al Shivcha Charufa. The issur of living with a shivcha charufa. What is a shivcha charufa? Chazal have different opinions about it, but it is some type of non-Jewish woman, shivcha charufa, or maybe she is a semi-Jewish woman, a shivcha kina'anis, who's on her way to becoming Jewish, who is engaged halachically to an Eved Ivri. Meaning, it's not a fully married woman, but it's somebody who has a certain type of relationship in halacha with a man. That's a shivcha charufa. If somebody lives with a shivcha charufa, so then they have to bring this karban. And this is also bein al shogeg, bein al mesid. Shivcha charufa, first, number 1 and number 3 averas, the first avera of Asham Gezelos and this avera of shivcha charufa are even baal mesid. But the other one, the previous one that we discussed of Me'ila, is only on Shogeg. And then we have the other two that we mentioned, so it's five cases altogether of an Asham Vadai. 3 are Averis and 2 are just situational. Nimsu says the Chinuch, Bein Kulam Ashamos Vados Chamisha. V'chein Manu Chachamim, that's what the Chacham say in Zvachim, we say it in Ezeo Makoman. Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah, and Asham Talui is added in at the end as well. Umeelu Achamisha, as he said, 3 of them Ba'al, even on Mazid, and even Asham Nazir is on Mazid, even if it comes Tami B'Mazid, and the rest are only B'Shogeg. Then he talks about Shivcha Charufa for a little while, all the different halachas, what is it, what is the exact relationship for a Shivcha Charufa, and Eved Ivri. We're not going to go to those details right now because I wanted to get to some other items. Turn the page for a minute. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Let's get to the shorish behind this mitzvah. Lobal Yachshov Adam. Why do you have to bring a karban for gezela, for me'ila? A person shouldn't think. She'af al pi she'inyin iser gezela tamam anita glase. If I steal, I don't get malchus. Because it's a lava nita glase, I have to pay back the money. Shino marve heshev es akzela. She yelo chalechad v'igzol bechaveru ma she yirtze. So maybe somebody might mistakenly think, hey, there's no malchus, so you know what, I'm going to steal, I need some money today, I'll pay him back tomorrow. I might think there's no avera, I just have to pay back. V'yadamibol vavole mar, he'll think in his heart, l'kishe yelo v'yashiv gezela so, yechup ravono, I'll give it back and then I'll have kapara. V'yatar mimenu, v'hari hu ki'ilu lo same olam. V'yizeh pesach lo'ovri avera. By Gezel, for example, in this case, you're going to pay it back tomorrow, but you might not think there's anything wrong with that. So you know what the Torah says? Karban. What does a karban mean? A karban means you did something wrong. A person will not mistakenly think that, oh, they could just go steal and get away with it and deny it with a shvua. Lachein hodiyah hatar. That's what the Torah says. Sha'af ima ha'shava b'tosef es chomesh. Even if you add on a little extra when you pay back. Tzorech ha'karban l'chapara al shachata. You need the karban. For the chait. V'kfar ksati l'malo b'inyin zeh, ki mekol makom lo nitzal zeh, sha'avar ha-ratzon baro, you violated the ratzon of the bore. You remember, this is what the mitzvah, the chinuch mentioned back in mitzvah samach tes, a very important chinuch that was. The chinuch mentioned the principle of, that the Torah always has to have 2 points, an onesh and an azhara. Why can't you just have an onesh? What do you need an azhara for? What do you need a warning for? Just give me the punishment. Says the chinuch, because people might think, I'm allowed to do this aveira, I'll just get punished for it. It's like tit for tat, just like I borrow money and I have to pay back. So I'll do this aveira and I have to get the punishment for it. Let's say I'm going to eat shreif and I'll get malchus. Who says that's wrong? So that's why you have to have two psukim in by every aveira. One for the punishment, and also one for you can't do it in the first place. Says the chinuch, that's the message of this carbon as well. So nobody thinks that they could just do it and then come back and get the and pay back and not do anything wrong. Why are these aveiras specifically singled out? Out of all the aveiras, most aveiras get a carbon chatas. Why dafka these aveiras? The Ramban assumes because these aveiras have a chumrah to them, have a certain stringency to them in terms of hashkafa. Stealing is not just stealing. Stealing is having the improper mistaken hashkafa that you're in charge of money. That's something evil. Beis Hamikdash. This is God's property. This is not just any type of avera. Shivcha charufa, you're playing around with people's relationships. If somebody's fully married, you do something wrong, okay, that's an avera. That's an avera. You know you did it wrong. But here a person might think, did I do anything wrong? It's not really arayas, it's an Eved Ivri. So by all of these, the Ramban seems to emphasize, you can look at it here, that there's a state of ashama, there's a state of desolation in the person's hashkafa, and that's a big problem. That's the Ramban. If you look in Rav Hirsch assumes that the connection between all of them, and this also connects to Asham Talui, is carelessness. Carelessness. What's carelessness? When you come to Me'ilos, how do you violate Me'ila? What, because you obviously didn't keep your Kodesh and your Chol with proper labels on it. You violated Me'ila B'Shogeg. It's carelessness. Gezelos, why are you lying? You probably don't know where your friend's money is, or you're just being careless and not care about the fact that you have other people's money. Carelessness, Ashem Talui, as we discussed yesterday. Ashem Talui is you're not sure if you did an Aveira. How can you put yourself into that situation that you might have done an Aveira? They're all about carelessness. That's Rav Hirsch, who talks about it right here on our Pasuk, the connection between all of these Averis. Moving right along, continuing, Dini HaMitzvah, who's Chayav the carbon or not, is spoken about in the Gemara. V'no Heges, the Chinuch and Zoaf, V'no Heges, Mitzvah's Chiyav Karben Zebes, Bana Bayis, Bez Charmav Adikavis. This Mitzvah applies to all men and women, whoever's Chayav and Asham. For over a level of Ekrivo, if somebody does not give this carbon, Afal Pishes of Gzelo. Even if you return the money in the case of Asham Gzelos, lo niskaper cheto. You didn't get full kapara. Ulam yesh lahamin she'ein ansho chazak k'mosh shahaya idlo hech v'mamon. Obviously, not returning the money, you'll be even worse off. But even if you return the money, you're chayav a karban. V'amashol azeh, he gives a mashol, mishihika chaveiro, v'niz chayav knas l'malach. Let's say there's a law in a person, in a land, that whoever hits another person has to pay them and has to pay the king. So if you only pay them, you didn't pay the king. So to here, you hit somebody, you stole from somebody, so you're in a spice with the mukeh, with the one you hit, but v'lonishra alav rak tfiyas hamelech, you still have to pay the king, the capital K, you still have to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the fact to get kapara, you have to pay back, and you have to pay back with the chomesh, and you also have to give a karban back. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to the next mitzvah of Hashavas Gezel, returning something that you stole, which is also part of the mitzvah of Asham Gezelos. And I'll, Be'ez Hashem, try to remember that the last pasuk in the Parsha, in the section of Asham, also has something important to mention about it. La'ashmaba, which we mentioned in the Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, why the Torah seems to end off on a negative when you're usually not supposed to end off a Parsha on a negative. So Be'ez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow when we finish up Parshas Va Yikra.